I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Terrorism is theater. It's intended to influence an audience beyond its immediate victims. It's putting a message out, and you know, terrorism falls into really three categories. It's either religiously motivated, ideologically motivated, or in this case, politically motivated. And the politically motivated ones, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens because conditions have been set that people start acting out against.
What are the conditions?
So, distrust in institutions. That's been building for quite some time. Attacks on institutions, the wealth gap, oppressive policies, at least this is what people perceive. And then the militarization of ICE and other federal law enforcement,
the
wearing of the mask, aggressive tactics. So the people who are starting to act out against this feel it's their only recourse.
I'm calling out the BS card on that. That is a security and intelligence analysis that appeared on MSNBC, Christopher O'Leary. I assume he has excellent credentials and background, but his thinking is clearly warped to the left. The very fact that he was correct in saying terrorism is theater, trying to influence audiences beyond the immediate impact, that's understandable. But then he could not restrain himself, and probably that's why he was invited on MSNBC, because then he starts saying, well, we have three categories of terrorism, religiously, ideologically, politically, and the politically motivated ones. It happens because conditions have been set and people start acting out against them. When we were in COVID lockdown and we did not trust the institutions, but we were dealing with how many on the right, conservative, MAGA, or independent, went out and started shooting healthcare workers? Give me one. He goes on to talk about the distrust in institutions. Yeah, we have a lot of distrust, and rightly so at this point. But then he goes ahead and adds, then the militarization of ICE. Militarization? They're a federal agent. What do you mean militarization? Are they running tanks through our streets, shooting down and rolling over every, quote, black and brown person they see? No. He said, then the wearing of the mask, oh, no, that is frightening. Then why the hell do you continue to allow, on the left, you allow Antifa people and anti-Semitic Jew haters to run around with masks on and not call them out? You cannot give me a clear intelligence security analysis if you're going to warp it. But we do not let that pass. We do not let it go by quietly into the night. I do want to take a moment to thank Elizabeth Kaiser for filling in for me yesterday. I appreciate it very much. Elizabeth Kaiser has her own program, Straight Lines, airing Sunday night right after Nick Schroer. You do not want to miss that. But welcome now to our number one, Larry Connors USA. And with Larry Connors USA, you get news, opinion, analysis, and an education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now, I promise you. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that, Larry? Well, I'm glad you asked. Very easy. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook, and everything goes up as a podcast later. So if and by chance you cannot stay for the entire hour or 2 hours, we make it available as a podcast, video and audio, at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. be no excuse for missing it. You'll be tested later. In our next hour, we have an ambassador for Project 21, 30-plus years as a teacher. But she got out of it because she had to battle with the leftist teachers' unions. You will want to hear her story. That is in our next hour. Later in this hour, John Daniel Davidson. The left is basically reviving John Brown and his bloody attacks. You don't know John Brown and what he did? Well, it's very possible if you recently came out of school, you don't know it because they're not teaching history. They're indoctrinating. And this is one they would quickly gloss over. But what he did, the left is now trying to almost glamorize. They're lifting him up as a hero, as discussed by John Daniel Davidson. And I like to use this word, they will rue the day that they did it. That's coming up later. Plus, that UN escalator and teleprompter issue that seemed to affect only Donald Trump and the First Lady, coinky dinky, I don't buy that. We'll get into that as well later in this hour. Now let's go back to our expert analysis when it comes to terrorism. This is Christopher O'Leary.
You have Director Patel putting out information that is clearly immediately trying to assign blame. And I don't think we know enough, and I don't think the FBI quite knows enough yet, what the motivation is here. Does it look like there may be a political angle to this?
Yeah.
Based on the recovered evidence, for sure. Do I think there's trends that are moving in that direction, that we could see more violence emerging from the different sides of the political spectrum? Absolutely. But we have not seen in this case yet, and even not in the Charlie Kirk assassination, a really clear, definable ideology or motive.
Are you absolutely that confused? And you want to call yourself a security analyst? I'm going to read what he just said. Then I want you to hear him say it again, because I'm not going to let this simply go by. He said, I don't think the FBI knows yet enough what the motivation is here. And we have not seen this, even in the Charlie Kirk assassination, a really clear, definable ideology or motive. Really? Let's let him say it again.
You have Director Patel putting out information that is clearly immediately trying to assign blame. And I don't think we know enough, and I don't think the FBI quite knows enough yet, what the motivation is here. Does it look like there may be a political angle to this?
Yeah.
Based on the recovered evidence, for sure. Do I think there's trends that are moving in that direction, that we could see more violence emerging from the different sides of the political spectrum? Absolutely. But we have not seen in this case yet, and even not in the Charlie Kirk assassination, a really clear, definable ideology or motive.
Are you serious? Seriously? The bullets had written on there, hey, fascist, catch. Clearly motivated hate for Kirk and everything he stands for. And America, when it comes down to it. And you want to tell me that you're a security intel analyst? You must be getting a lot of money from MSNBC to put your supposed credibility on the line and just gut it and say, I'm no smarter than the goldfish in the bowl. I go around and around and around. Oh, look, a castle. Oh, look, a mermaid. Oh, look, a castle. Oh, look, a mermaid. That's about how stupid you sound. I want you to listen to a Democrat candidate for Virginia governor. Her name is Abigail Spanberger, and her rhetoric alone is exactly the kind of stuff that he's trying to deny.
Let your rage fuel you. Every time we hear a new story, we let it fuel us. Every time we turn on the news, we let it fuel us. Every time something bad is happening, we say, oh, that's motivation. I'll tell you this, I have an opponent who's incredibly motivating.
Again, she's saying, let your rage fuel you. If that's not insightful rhetoric, I'm selling ice creams in Alaska. Vice President Vance was pointing out, even when law enforcement is doing its job, the left continues to ignore and look away and let the dangerous people back out on the street, which they would do with the Charlie Kirk killer. I mean, I guarantee you they would love to do that.
So she came from a war-torn country. She sought shelter in the United States of America, and because of soft-on-crime policies, she was murdered here, not in the war-torn country she came from. Isn't that a disgrace? And isn't that an insult to the incredible law enforcement officers who arrested this person 14 times? They did everything that they could to keep this thug off the streets, and it was the political leadership that failed, and we got to be honest about that. I saw former Governor Cooper say, and this is Michael Whatley's opponent, former Governor Cooper said just a couple of days after the attack that we have got to do more when it comes to law enforcement to keep people like this off the streets. And my response was, Governor, he was arrested 14 times. Law enforcement did their job. It's time for you to do your job.
Right, right. Like obviously he's talking about that woman stabbed to death on the Charlottesville, South Carolina train. And that happened. Maybe you can say race or not, but it was a black man that stabbed this white woman from Ukraine. She's just sitting there, stabbed her repeatedly. And you just heard Vance restate how many times he'd been locked up and then set free again. And at that time, Governor Cooper was in charge of it. And he said, you're the one. You let them back out on the street. And yes, they would do it with the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk if they could. And they would hold rallies and, I don't know, bake sales, things of that nature, raising money for his defense. That's already underway to some extent anyway, believe me. You know, as you know on this program, well, first of all, before we leave the Dallas ICE shooting, the 29-year-old that's been arrested, they're now pointing out that this guy had conducted multiple searches of ballistics and Charlie Kirk and his video where he got shot before the attack happened on the ICE facility the other day, and that he had also started writing things and searching information about Homeland Security, emergency management, searching for videos of Charlie Kirk's assassination. And then he opens fire on that ICE detention facility, shooting blindly into an ICE vehicle. I guess he assumed there got to be ICE officers in there. There were, but thank goodness they were not hit. But unfortunately, there were some illegals in there. Two killed. I pray for them and their families. We were going to deport them humanely. We were not going to execute them. He did. And of course, cowards that they are, they turn around and kill themselves. I go back to Christopher O'Leary, that expert security analyst. Well, we just don't understand, don't have a motive. You are clueless. That I will agree with. As you know, I do call balls and strikes on this program. When the right, the MAGA, conservative, Trump, they're wrong, I don't shy away. But the left will never do that in an honest way. In fact, they go out of their way to be dishonest. An example, George Snuffleupagus on U.S. cutting U.S. aid contributions, claiming we are starving those in need.
You and others in the administration have said several times that no one has died because of the administration's cuts to humanitarian aid and the shuttering the Agency for International Development. A host of international aid organizations have disputed that. They've detailed how many lives have been lost. Also, Nick Kristof of the New York Times had an extensive piece in the New York Times on Sunday, firsthand reporting on the deaths being caused by the cuts in aid. And he went on to say this. I want to show a tweet he put up. He said, I also obtained an internal Trump administration memo stating that the cost of shutting down USAID is $6.4 billion over 2 years. That sum could save more than a million children's lives. Instead, it is being spent to shut down programs that saves lives. How do you account for that? How do you respond?
Well, that wasn't a memo. That was somebody who wrote an email giving their opinion internally. That is not an official document. That's someone who didn't agree with our decision.
And George Snuffleupagus didn't mention that. He did mention it was a Times article, but didn't mention that the whole thing was based on a premise. And, of course, he was addressing Secretary of State Rubio. Secretary of State Rubio is not simply going to lay back and say, oh, our bad, we are so nasty people.
Are you standing by that comment? You're saying that no one
no,
has
it's
died?
Happening now. That's
no,
not
one,
the future.
No one
it's
has died
now.
Because of the
no.
aid cuts? Are all those aid organizations
That's
lying?
Ridiculous. Well, first of all, well, then they died because England didn't give enough money, or Canada didn't give more, or China did. Let's blame the other countries that don't do any foreign aid. How about China? I mean, China's the second largest economy in the world. They don't give money to
so
these
you're
projects.
No longer so disputing that the aid cuts have cost people's
money?
Lives. You're no longer disputing that.
It didn't. I think anybody who tells you that somehow it's the United States, if we cut a dollar, somehow we're responsible for some horrific thing that's going on in the world is just not true. Beyond that, I would say that in some of these places
well,
that they cite,
not going
the reason
to
why the aid
someone
didn't get
medicine,
there, no,
someone's going to die.
One
they?
Of the reasons why some of these places didn't get the aid is not because we cut the aid. It's because there's a war going on and the aid never got to the people. So in Sudan, for example, it's not just a humanitarian catastrophe. It's a war zone. Okay, the aid is stolen. The aid is impeded. In fact, they use aid as a tool against the people, and so blocking aid as a tool and an arm of war. So in some of these places, the reason why the aid isn't getting there is it can't be distributed. Look at Haiti. One of the reasons why aid can't be distributed in Haiti is you can send all the aid in the world you want. It gets hijacked and stolen by criminal gangs that control the country. And so they're the ones to blame for whatever happening there, not us who provided more aid than anybody
well,
else.
Let me just try
Haiti,
one more time.
In Africa,
are you standing
in virtually
by
every part of the world.
Are you standing by your contention that
no one
has
died because the United States has cut aid? No. People have died because gangs steal the aid. People have died because the distributors of aid have not done well. People have died because other countries haven't stepped up, but the United States has saved more lives and continues to save more lives than any other country in the world, and we're going to continue to do it, but we're going to do it the right way and in a responsible way.
Fact. That's clear fact. But Snuffleupagus doesn't want to buy that. We'll deal with this in more detail in the second hour as well. There's word, obviously, earlier today that Trump had said we might be close to a deal getting the hostages released. That's still to be played out. Coming up next, the left lifting up a bloodthirsty killer as a hero. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington.
Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
In 1856, a man and his family and others let out horrific attacks against innocent, unarmed people. And this is a guy the left might now be trying to lift up as a hero and a call for others to do the same. How do I come to that conclusion? Well, I'm relying upon John Daniel Davidson, the senior editor of The Federalist, with an excellent article he just put out. John, welcome aboard again, sir. John, glad to have you with us. Well, we will call him back and reestablish. We had him and then we lost it. I'm sorry, folks. We continue to have problems with this board, and I'm about ready to put a 9mm through it. I'll be honest, yeah, I get tired of it, and you should too. John Daniel Davidson wrote a piece calling, titled, "The Left Trying to Resurrect the Bloody Legacy of John Brown." John, glad to have you back on board now. I do not like having to apologize for this kind of nonsense. It's the kind of things that get Jerome and me upset. It's the, we always blame the George Soros gremlins. They're certainly involved, believe me, as far as I'm concerned. Which, by the way, reminds me, we have outside on our windows of the studio for the general public coming by, 100% Soros-free. I literally had a guy ask me one day, he was a worker in the building, and he said, what does that mean, Soros-free? See, not everyone is cued in and clued in to politics of today. And I explained to him, I said, well, George Soros is a multi-billionaire that funds all the leftist projects and is trying to get rid of conservative talk. That's what we're saying. John Daniel, we got you?
I can hear you. You got me, Larry?
I do, and I apologize for that. So I set up some of your article a moment ago, and I pointed out you were referring to a man, John Brown, that did a heinous act back in 1856. For those who missed that history lesson or never got it, give us a quick recap.
Yeah, John Brown was a infamous abolitionist who was one of the key figures in Bleeding Kansas in the 1850s. Him and his sons carried out a massacre there one night. They were radical abolitionists. They targeted pro-slavery members, the members of the pro-slavery party in the Kansas Territory. And one night they just went house to house, pulling pro-slavery figures out of their houses and butchering them with swords in front of their families. And of course, John Brown would go on to raid Harper's Ferry, the armory, at Harper's Ferry, and in the process of doing that would kill the first person killed in that raid was a free black man. And so the U.S. Army had to put him down. He was a domestic terrorist. And the left is using him as their icon now.
Now, and the fact that he killed a free black man, Hayward Shepherd, a husband and father who worked at Harper's Ferry, is very similar to what happened at the ICE detention center yesterday in Dallas. A man trying to shoot and kill ICE agents ends up killing two illegal aliens, which they would not have lost their life if he had not opened fire.
That's right. And this is one of the similarities between the modern day left and the radical abolitionist terrorists of the 1850s. They believe that everybody's life is expendable in the name of the cause.
You point out in your article, your lead setup is we should take the left's invocation of the John Brown seriously. It is a call to murder anyone who opposes their agenda.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. That's what John Brown believed. That's what today's leftists believe. And that's why they invoke his name. That's why there were flyers for the John Brown Club at Georgetown University yesterday. That's why there are John Brown gun clubs. These are Antifa organizations all over the country, and they've committed many acts of terrorism in recent years.
You know, before you joined us, we were listening to a security and intelligence analyst, Christopher O'Leary, that was on MSNBC. And he said, right now, we're not really sure what's going on with all of this. It might be the militarization of ICE and other federal agents wearing of the mask. Even added that on Charlie Kirk assassination, we don't have a really clear, definable ideology or motive.
That's just propaganda. It's just gaslighting. We know exactly what the motivations are. These are people who are on the left. Charlie Kirk was targeted because of his conservative views, his opposition to transgenderism, his opposition to gay marriage. And the man who killed him was a transgender ally. His boyfriend was a transgender. The motivations are clear.
And yet we've got this security analyst who says, well, we just don't really know.
They never know when it's the left. But yes, they always know when it's
point
the right.
Point made. And they quickly jumped to the assumptions when the word came out on the shooting of Charlie Kirk. He's a MAGA supporter. And that's, of course, what got Jimmy Kimmel in trouble anyway. But they simply want to pin it on anybody but look inward in their own ranks.
And they also attribute shootings to right-wing ideologies or right-wing politics that have nothing to do with right-wing politics.
Right.
You know, all these studies that the Atlantic and the Cato Institute are trotting out, the data is horrible, totally skewed, and you can't take this stuff seriously. Any researcher worth their salt would never come to the conclusion that right-wing violence is worse than left-wing violence in America today.
That brings me to the point of the Charlie Kirk Memorial and how many were attacking it and denouncing it, slurring it, slandering it. And there was a baseball player at the Mets who skipped the game to go to Arizona to attend that event. And one of the broadcast announcers mentioned, he took off to go to the Kirk Memorial. That's kind of weird. He would not have said word one like that if it had been a memorial for Al Sharpton that might have been assassinated.
Or George Floyd.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, that was celebrated. You know, I mean, his life was celebrated with every celebrity imaginable, every major Democrat politician, the mayor of Minneapolis weeping in front of his coffin. And this was at a time when the rest of the country was on lockdown.
Yes. And then again, how many riots and fires did we see following the Kirk assassination?
Yeah, none. And we never do.
And they think that we just simply are going to buy this. We're gullible that to that extent. Or they just think if they continue to pound it into the uninformed, the clueless, the deranged, they will accomplish something.
I think they're out of arguments. And the mask is so completely off now. The only option they have left is to gaslight and to lie, even as they continue to incite violence.
You know, that gives me a good chance to bring for you to tell the audience again about your book that deals with Christianity and where this nation is going.
Well, that's right. This, what we're seeing now, this explosion of ideologically motivated violence, is part of the logic behind what you get with a post-Christian society. If man isn't created in the image of God, and our public life and our nation is not based upon a Christian understanding of ordered liberty, then the only thing left is force and violence. And that's what we're seeing on the left today. They want to dominate through violence and impose their agenda, not by persuading people the way Charlie Kirk did, but by doing it at the point of a gun.
Yeah, and they will claim that he preached hate speech. He was preaching the Bible. And if the Bible is against gay marriage and against abortions, they label that as hate speech. John
this
Daniel
is part of a trick that the left has played.
Yeah.
For a long time.
They think they can get away with it. They cannot. John Daniel Davidson, senior editor with The Federalist. I encourage you to follow him. The book we're referring to, his latest book, Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity and the Dark Age to Come. John, as always, I appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet, sir. Sorry we had problems in the beginning getting the audio, but we got it squared away. Thank you, Jerome. You can follow John Daniel Davidson on Twitter, X, at John D. Davidson. I strongly encourage you to do so. He mentioned flyers that are popping up at Georgetown University. I want to get into that in more detail. And then this debacle at the UN involving Trump.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Hey,
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Will it be the tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We were mentioning a moment ago with John Daniel Davidson, the Federalist, about a flyer that's surfacing on Georgetown University campus. Georgetown University, right there in D.C., it is a center of liberal bastion and will continue to be that way until someday they wake up. At least they've had to step up and protect Jewish students from the anti-Semitic, again, let me correct that, Jew-hating students that were attacking the Jewish students, wouldn't even let them get to their classes. This flyer that got posted celebrates the assassination of Charlie Kirk and invites others to join in threatening efforts to, quote, forego ceremonial resistance and strongly worded letters. In other words, take action, a call to arms. I remind you from time to time that when we say at the beginning of our program, lock and load, ready on the right, I'm not calling for you to go out and take arms against anyone, except in defense of you and your family, not to go on the attack. But the left has no problem in jumping onto that, as we were saying earlier, that one of the bullets on the killer of Charlie Kirk, I could say alleged, and in the news business, I should say, I'll do it this way. I'll go with an attribution. The man police had charged with killing Charlie Kirk, but all the evidence, again, he's not proven guilty. I accept that fact. But this flyer from the John Brown Club actually has the same thing that was written on one of the bullets in the gun recovered that belonged to this shooter's grandfather. Hey, fascist, catch. That's a direct statement of, I'm going to shoot you, see if you can catch this bullet. And so now the flyer on Georgetown University is doing it. And the sign reading, hey, fascist, catch, the only political group that celebrates when Nazis die. No, they are not. Also included on the flyer, a QR code, which takes you to a page that says, we're building a community done with ceremonial resistance, strongly worded letters. If you want to make a real change in your community, let us know below. It's actually said, let us now below. Georgetown University not teaching English, or at least proofreading? I can understand making the mistake, but before you put it up for everyone to see, didn't somebody look at it and say, that should be no, K-N-O-W? You put N-O-W? How much will you pay for Georgetown University education? You're looking at north of $40,000 to $50,000 per year. No K included, apparently. The John Brown Club is a left-wing gun rights group. And I don't hear the left calling them out. I don't hear the left saying they should be disarmed, and they are a threat. They're not law-abiding. The club actually does not appear on the list of student clubs recognized by Georgetown. But if it's on their campus and distributing that, do you not think the Georgetown administrators are aware of it? Hell yes, they are. But they're not doing anything about it. And in addition to this kind of stuff, there is someone that was hoping, and I'm not sure if they are going to make it happen, but they are taking the video of Charlie Kirk being shot and plan on putting it on a rolling billboard on one of these trucks that you see going around and is promoting some content or event. They thought they would roll around in this truck continually repeating, looping the video of Charlie Kirk being shot. Sounds hilarious, doesn't it? Sounds insane. Which brings me back to Jimmy Kimmel, back on the air, but not everywhere. Now, I did a commentary pointing out that you have free speech, that's in the Constitution, and you're free enterprise. That is not in the Constitution, but they do come into conflict from time to time. The stations that pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air did it because their affiliates, their audiences, their advertisers did not want to be associated with what Jimmy Kimmel had said. And also chastised the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, appointed by Trump, when he made a veiled threat, you could lose your license if you're reckless with your license and you're not adhering to the greater public good. This is not an FCC issue. It is a market issue. Folks will either follow him, stay with him, or his numbers will continue to go down. He got a big pop on the first night back. And for those who thought he might offer an apology, there was no apology. There was no apology. There were crocodile tears, and I got misunderstood, and no one really knows what I meant. Well, then apparently you failed entirely as you're being a communicator. But you never once said, I did anything wrong. I'm looking at one comment that says, all he had to say was, the killer was not MAGA. And he didn't do that. Didn't even do that. It was a fake apology. He didn't mean it. But will he stay on the air for a while? Maybe. Sinclair and News Next Star continue to say, not on our stations. They have between them something like 60 stations that cover basically 70% of the U.S. population. And I want to remind you that Kimmel was absolutely ecstatic when Tucker Carlson got fired by Fox. Didn't say one word about free speech for Tucker Carlson. Didn't do anything to stand up for him. You've got other talk show hosts, which, no surprise here, they're leftists. They are supporting Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel should not have been dropped. They never said anything about Tucker Carlson either. But some of the talk show hosts out there, they have crushing issues, financial issues. Whoopi Goldberg on The View, she's admitted that, I don't know if I can leave the show or come off of it now because I don't know if I have enough money to retire on. She's making $8 million a year. She's poor mouthing. And she will find others around her that will say, oh, Whoopi, come cry on my shoulder. Those on the left should be the first to call this out. To be quite honest, you should be saying you can't think about retiring and you're making $8 million a year and you've been doing it for several years and you don't have anything to show for it? You can't do that? Then how in the hell is I, if I'm more, quote, a leftist, supposed to make it on $40,000 a year? How am I supposed to retire? The very people that she caters to, she's basically telling them, I'm deeply distressed, and you should share my concern. And they should shout back, no. This off of CNNNN. Are you listening? Off of CNNNN, the way they wrote it. The U.S. economy grew at a 3.8% rate in the second quarter, significantly stronger than previously reported. Wow. It adds that the U.S. economy comeback in the second quarter was just revised higher again. Economists estimate that momentum carried on in the third quarter, underscoring the resilience of the world's largest economy. Based on these latest updates, our economy rose at an annualized rate from April through June of 3.8%. Commerce Department said, that is our third and final estimate. It's still higher than what they originally reported, and the second estimate, 3.3%, significantly higher than what they reported, 3%. These folks are supposed to know numbers and work them. Now, I understand if you're not getting the reports in and you're just trying to get a report out. Then make it clear this is what it shows now, but we're still looking to revise or recalculate. Recalculate. Every one of these folks should have to go back to pencils with erasers on them, and maybe they would get it right. But CNNNNN even had to come out and admit, well, the economy grew at a 3.8% rate in our second quarter, significantly stronger than originally reported. That's not good news for the left. They don't like it. So Donald Trump at the UN the other day, the president and first lady are getting ready to go up the escalator, and suddenly it stops. And if you've ever been on an escalator that suddenly stops, you can kind of be thrown forward. You could fall down. Thank goodness they both were able to keep their balance, and then they walked up the escalator. They didn't get off and take one that was still working. And then Trump, at the beginning of his remarks to the UN, said, well, the teleprompter's not working. Good thing I can go without it. Question for you. Riddle me this. Both of those and one other event I'm going to rely are, quote, just coinky-dinky mistake. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, there was some concerning reporting over the weekend from the London Times that UN globalist staffers were basically plotting to set up the president of the United States. And first it was the escalator, then it was the teleprompter, and then Katie Pavlich from Town Hall, who we offered a seat in the press pool to cover the president's historic speech today, noticed that the audio inside of the room was much lower slower and different for the president of the United States than the previous speaker. So when you put all of this together, it doesn't look like a coincidence to me. And I know that we have people, including the United States Secret Service, who are looking into this to try to get to the bottom of it. And if we find that these were UN staffers who were purposefully trying to trip up, literally trip up, the president and the first lady of the United States, well, there better be accountability for those people. And I will personally see to it.
Carolyn Leavitt of the White House. No, no, that escalator didn't suddenly stop just by accident, because other people had used it ahead of Trump. Then no one was allowed on because he was going to be going up, and then suddenly it stops. And they also then had to show him walking all the way up. Do you think Joe Biden could have done that? Of course not. And that would have been tough for Trump and the first lady in high heels to walk all that distance up, but they did. And then he gets to his speech and the teleprompter isn't working. And then, as you heard, a reporter inside said the voice, the volume was muted, not as loud as other speakers. That was all part of a plot to sabotage what he was doing. I have to ask, how many translators that were translating his speech to their native language for their representatives of their nations lied as to what he said? Well, they were provided printed copies, but I wouldn't put it past them to say he's going to declare war on the entire world. I don't trust these guys one single bit, and neither should you. Coming up in our second hour, a teacher with 30 plus years of experience walked away because of the teachers' unions. You'll want to hear that story. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, representing 150,000 acres. 314-283-5064. Looking for hunting leases? Check ShawRealtors.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai. priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.